D, Radio MD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Today, we live in a fast-paced, information at the speed of light world. This affords us the chance to get information when we need it, with basically no effort on our part. But what kind of information are we gathering? Is it trustful information? Is it stuff that we could rely on? Or is it sometimes giving us what we want to hear? We need to go where our questions can be answered by people who can answer them. Today, our ignorance and sometimes our naiveness and a lack of knowledge can truly be bad for our health. My guest today is Natasha Trenev. Natasha is a world-renowned expert in the field of probiotics and the founder of the American probiotic industry. As a developmental scientist whose family has been commercially producing yogurt and other cultured foods for generations, Natasha has spent well more than 40 years studying the health benefits connected to the consumption of beneficial bacteria. With me today, Natasha Trenev. Hello, Natasha.
Good day to you, Jeffrey. I'm hoping you're having a marvelous day.
I am, and this is going to be very informative today. I want people to know that this basic knowledge that a lot of us may be missing and our awareness of our guts can be life-changing. And I think we need to remember that, you know, for people that are questioning how their gut can control their entire body and about every aspect of their health, they may be surprised to know how strong this industry is in the area of this developmental area of getting our bodies healthy. We have to know the good information to make the wise decisions.
Absolutely, Jeffrey. I can't stress enough that today we'll be talking about probiotic supplementation, the myths, and what you should understand about the microbiota in your gut, and how that microbiota and the cellular structure, whether it be the neurons that compose your second brain, or whether it be the epithelial cells, the cross-communication, which literally controls 90% of the information going to your first brain, and how it affects every aspect of our health. And I think that all of us have to stop and not listen to the 30-second sound bites and, you know, invest enough time like we do by buying our electronic devices to understand this unique, mega system of human cells, microbes, and, you know, the nervous system and how it interacts in our body that can make us either happy or depressed and dysfunctional. So it's information that I think everybody should listen up and take advice from.
Well, the one thing that I think many of us have to understand, and being as we're not told this, you know, health problems today, the full spectrum of health problems, every one of them are inflammation based, and every single one of these health problems can either be harmed by the lack of good quality friendly bacteria, or they could be helped by the use of bringing in positive, you know, beneficial bacteria into the body. And rarely are people told this.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, in fact, we have a misunderstanding of probiotics and beneficial bacteria. I think the marketing position has taken precedence over good science, and we're not seeing the transformation in the health food industry or outside the health food industry, understanding how these microbes and that whole microsystem needs to be improved on a daily basis and what steps you can take to make that system function better and what diet you should choose that's specific to you and what exercise regimen to really transform your life. I'd like to break up some of those myths and go back to the 1980s and talk about the diets we all followed, which is the anti-candida diet, take out all the carbs. What I call the candida diet revolution was started by a gentleman by the name of Orrin Truss and then followed by five or six books by a medical doctor by the name of Dr. Crook, a C-R-O-O-K, who wrote many books about this candida organism. And what I think the problem with that was that they were isolating one microorganism rather than a multiple shift in the composition of the 100 trillion microbes that inhabit our 27 feet of GI tract and that react to daily stimuli, which is food, our, you know, reaction, emotional reaction, our childhood traumas, all of that is, you know, stamped into our cellular structure. The microbiota interact with that, and it affects how we behave and how we function on a daily basis. And we really have to stop, you know, what I say with the fads. You know, this decade is the this fad diet. Next decade, we have a similar diet. What I can say from going back from the 1970s is that it seems that simple carbohydrates, especially sugars, are a problem because they stimulate the growth of undesirable microbes in our gut. That is for certain. And we as a society have incorporated too many simple carbohydrates and bad fats into our diet, which has changed over generations the composition of the microbiota. And then we very foolishly buy some product off the shelf, which calls itself a probiotic, thinking that we're going to change this overnight without a lot of exertion and a lot of, dedication on our part to get to the bottom of the problem and change and transform our lives.
Well, you know, today the word macrobiota and the word microbiome seem to be interchanged a lot, but they are different.
Well, yes, the microbiota is the composition of all the microbes, including bacteria, yeast, viruses, and parasites that can be found in our gut. And it's about 100 trillion. And so we're basically 90% microbes and only 10% human cells. That's how much the microbiota affects our health. And the microbiome is the total genomic material that's found in our unique composition of microbial species in our ecosystem. So just think of this, that the microbiome, there are more than 3 million microbial genes in the gut microbiota, which is 150 times more genes than in the human genome. And I have said many times in the show that the expression of those genes from our microbiota affects the majority of our genetic expression, up to 99%. And our own genetic material affects our genetic expression by about 1%. So it's something that you shouldn't be taking lightly as an individual, whether you going to a alternative health practitioner, or you're going to a health food store, or you're doing your own reading, because there is a multitude of misinformation, and people are frustrated by, you know, what we call the concepts that have been mainstays in our industry for well over 40 years.
You know, I think one of the interesting things that we have to kind of remember is that, you know, our lives are changing dramatically. We are looking at different ways of approaching, you know, getting healthy. And I think one of the things that a lot of people have a hard time remembering is that if this works for my friend, why doesn't it work for me? We have to erase the philosophy of one size fits all, because this is definitely an area where one size does not fit all.
Exactly. Well, we know for certain that, you know, the diet that you consume may not be the diet that's perfect for me. So this is now no longer opinion, it's scientific fact. So that, again, I go back to my tripod, the right diet for each individual, the right probiotic supplementation, and the right exercise can really have a transformation on how our whole body and our whole emotional and intellectual state functioning.
You know, the other part of it is, you know, understanding exactly how to do this and how to do it in a way that we're going to be able to make a difference in our life, but also be able to do it in a way that we are going to be able to fix this. Remember, tune in to the download section of the podcast segments at RadioMD.com. We thank you for tuning in, and be well.